How do you find women tolerating adjuvant chemotherapy, and what's the typical lifestyle that you see people having during adjuvant chemotherapy?
The practice that I am presently involved with is in an urban setting. We have many middle-aged women active in their careers, and I see them, for the most part, really being able to continue with their career, continue with their daily work. And I really counsel them to try and get some flexibility. Many of them work in the government here in Washington, D.C., and they can take advantage of having some telecommuting in their positions. There are others that can flex their day so that they can take off a couple of days shortly after receiving treatment. What I do find is that there certainly is fatigue, no matter how much we try and control the symptoms and have certainly an arsenal of anti-nausea drugs right now that are most effective. Women continue to have a fatigue symptom that many times just increases as the chemotherapy continues, and that can be very difficult. Sometimes it's related to their hematocrit and hemoglobin, and if they have developed some anemia, but there's much fatigue that is unrelated to that at all. I think most women that I see, I have very few women that would go to work the following day, or at least I tell them not to have a schedule where they have to meet with people or have extensive interviews or appointments, but if they could have a day that either they can work at home or until they are feeling a little better, at least have an idea of what their individual response to this is going to be. Much of what I find myself dealing with are some of the side effects of the drugs that we give to decrease the nausea and the vomiting. There are results of the 5-HT3s many women find if they have any propensity towards GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease, that they have increasing symptoms with that. Women who may have a tendency towards constipation find themselves constipated while taking these drugs. The low-dose steroids that we use to enhance the efficacy of the anti-nausea drugs, for some women there is no side effect, and for others they find themselves being unable to sleep or just not feeling like they can attain a relaxed state in a very easy way.
How long does that usually last? How many nights are they not able to sleep usually?
The sleep, for most women, it tends to be during the time they are taking the low-dose decadron, and in our standard of care, we tend to have them take it for 2 to 3 days post-chemotherapy, and then they can gradually get sleep. But I think there's a whole complex issue that goes on with the disease, the illness itself, what it means to them in their life, the side effect that going through the chemotherapy, and many times they're either going into menopause or this is pushing them into the menopause. And that stated in itself, many women going through treatment such as this have sleep problems.
How long does it take for women to sort of get back to normal feeling after getting adjuvant chemotherapy normally?
My advice to women is it is most likely going to take you as long as you have been on treatment. We celebrate when they finished their 4 cycles or 8 cycles or whatever number they're on, but I really caution women to expect to feel recovered from that for at least a couple of months. Additionally, many of these women are going on to have radiation therapy that certainly has different side effects, but again, it's something they have to engage in for the most part every day for 6 weeks, so that's going to add to it. So I really caution women. Many times I tell them it's going to take them 6 months after their therapy is completed to feel like they're kind of getting back to themselves. Again, I would point out to fatigue as being the most lingering symptom that women continue to experience post-therapy.